This is People Every Day. Coming up, we're going in the Heights, inside the star-studded premiere of Lin-Manuel Miranda's cinematic ode to the people and cultures of New York's Washington Heights. Plus, how Queen Elizabeth marked what would have been Prince Philip's 100th birthday, and more on her new nickname namesake. It's June 10th. Hi, everyone. This is People Every Day, and it is Thursday, my friends. I'm just going to be honest. I am counting down the hours to the weekend. One, I need a little break from this week, but two, I have got to go get myself a ticket to see In the Heights. Yes, Lin-Manuel Miranda's big screen adaptation of his hit Broadway musical is here, and it deserves a big screen viewing. How do I know? Well, my colleagues here at People have almost all seen it already. I'm so jealous, and have told me as much. The stars, the singing, the dancing, the amazing spotlight on Latino culture, it's pretty epic. And actually, they're going to tell you about it too in a second. So stay tuned for the inside scoop on In the Heights. But right now, there's some other news bubbling up out there. Kanye West and model Irina Shayk are a thing, as we now know. But sources tell People that this wasn't news to his ex, Kim Kardashian. Apparently, the reality star and mother of his four kids has known about the budding relationship for weeks now, and it, quote, doesn't bother her. And Kim's just focused on their kids. Meanwhile, Kanye and Irina are out and about in Paris. As we know, it's a favorite destination of his and Kim's, for that matter, but he's moved on. Let's stay over in Europe for a second and get into the news out of London really quickly. You know, those royals, we love them. And People.com Royals editor Aaron Hill is on now to take us through the latest roses and some thorns in regards to the royal family, right? So what's going on with Queen Elizabeth today?
You know, today's a very poignant day for Queen Elizabeth. Today is the day that would have been Prince Philip's 100th milestone birthday. And of course, you know, he died recently at the age of 99. And so the royal family is marking this day privately. The Queen is said to be spending it at Windsor Castle privately, and I'm sure she'll be doing video calls with family and being in touch with family. But she also found a special way to commemorate Philip's legacy with planting a rose in her garden.
Oh, nice. Okay, so tell me the significance of this. Like, why the rose?
Yeah, so this rose was specially created for Philip and given to the Queen as a gift. And, you know, it's something that's very important to Philip. He spent a lot of time transforming the gardens at Windsor Castle. The Queen spends a lot of time roaming through them with her corgis on daily walks. So it's a really sweet gesture. And when she received it, from the society that created it, she called it lovely. It's this beautiful, vibrant pink flower, and it's just a very touching gesture on a day that would be very, very sad for her.
Oh, and when I see the pictures, I just look at her and I'm like, oh, Lilibet, yeah. Because that name is all I can
That's
think
right.
of these days. Of course, she is a grandma all over again, and this is great grandma. Great grandma all over again. Prince Harry and Meghan had their baby, and her name is Lilibet. But we are hearing that there has been discussion about whether or not they got permission, right? Because Lilibet is Queen Elizabeth's nickname, a family nickname that they've used for a long time, and Prince Philip would call her that. But just take people into these reports and what we know to be true from our sources.
Yeah, this is a very special nickname that she's used since childhood. It's a private nickname. Philip is thought to be the last person to call her that. There have been reports over in the UK that Harry didn't seek out permission to use this, and there's drumming up some controversy. But Meghan and Harry are setting the record straight, and a spokesperson for them denied these claims, and they told People in a statement the Duke spoke with his family in advance of the announcement. In fact, the Queen was the first family member he called, and during that conversation, he shared their hope of naming their daughter Lilibet in her honor, and that had she not been supportive, there's no way they would have used the name.
Wow. You know what? I need whoever is speaking out of the firm to stop and just let both Lilibets be happy, because I'm sure they are and love
exactly.
each other.
It's a sweet gesture. And several of the Queen's great-grandchildren have Elizabeth as a middle name in yeah. tribute. And it's very sweet to use Lilibet because that is a very personal, unique name to the Queen. It was lovingly used by her father and by her husband. So it's a very sweet gesture. And Harry is said to be very close with this queen, with his grandmother, the queen, and they have a really great relationship. And this just speaks to the remarkable yeah. bond that's between them.
And that's all he said, like in everything that's been coming out about him and Meghan, like he has always said, like, my grandmother has been so supportive. We've FaceTimed with her. We are very close with her. So there's no there,
exactly.
people. It is fine. All roses,
exactly.
all roses.
All roses.
Aw, Erin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The time is here, guys, in the Heights, okay? It is out. It is upon us. You can go and see it today, this weekend, and we are going to talk all about it. This, of course, is Lin-Manuel Miranda's baby. He has been just really working on this show for so long. My husband actually went to Wesleyan University, where Lin-Manuel Miranda went, and he came back in 2007 and showed the class there just scenes from In the Heights. And so I've been hearing about this since, like, I met my husband, and I'm so excited to see on the big screen. But today, I am joined by people of the TV show's Jeremy Parsons and movie writer Ali Rushen, who were both there on the red carpet at the premiere last night, and we're going to get into all of that. Hi, you guys.
Hey.
Hi. How's it going?
So good. So first things first, In the Heights. Ali, tell us about this movie and just set it up for us, because I remember just seeing those beautiful scenes and the screeners and all of the other stuff, but set up the story for everybody that doesn't know.
Yeah. So as you said, it is literally Lin's baby. He wrote this as a love letter to his neighborhood. He grew up in Washington Heights. His father was really involved there. And he wrote this just as his story, his life, his community in Washington Heights. So it follows this young guy who's a bodega owner and a cast of characters who make up his chosen family in the barrio, which is neighborhood in Spanish. And it follows over 3 days when the city is purged into a blackout and everybody's having to deal with the heat, and then everything happens. And it's a really beautiful celebration of Latin culture and how your chosen family, once you immigrate from your countries, becomes your family in America, and the struggles of the Latin Americans in New York and how they get along through each other.
Nice. And just what did it feel? You've been sitting on this for a while, Ali. You got to see it back
yeah.
before the world shut down. So how has it been just knowing that this amazingness has been coming for so long?
I feel like I think about it like once a week for a whole entire year. I saw it right in March 2020. And I'm just like, man, I can't wait. I personally was in tears the entire screening. It's just so powerful to see, as a Latina, to see my story represented on a screen. I know we haven't gotten as many stories represented of us in our culture. So just to see our food, our dances, our like jokes, like everybody coming together,
it
felt so true to my story. And that, I think that's a beautiful thing that Lin did, is that every Latino has a different story from every country. We're a melting pot of cultures, but he did such a great job of bringing them all together and really beautifully representing who we are as people.
Nice. And Jeremy, you were there on the red carpet. We're going to get back to you, Ali, because you were inside with the cast. So we're going to talk about that in a second. But Jeremy, you got to be on the red carpet and interview the man with the idea, Lin-Manuel Miranda. So first, let's listen to a little bit of what he had to say.
This morning, I went on my morning run, which I always do, and I decided to go to every spot we filmed the movie.
Wow.
So I ran through J. Hood Wright Park, where my wife and I fell in love, ran all the way across town to 175th and Autobahn, which was the corner we spent a month of our lives with, falling in love with the community and the community supporting this production. And I ran all the way north to 190th Street to the tunnel where Abuela Claudia sings
Paciencia. With all the graffiti,
With all the graffiti. And then I could have run all the way back up the hill, but I decided to actually take the escalator, like they say in the song. It was like, and the hydrants were open on 175th Street, so I ran through those. So I was a wet, sopping
mess. No, you didn't. You ran through the hydrants today?
Hell yeah. Do you feel how hot it is?
Jeremy!
Yeah, he was great. What? You know what? He was figuratively and literally glowing on the carpet because it was so hot, but it was exciting because on top of everything else in terms of how meaningful this movie is to him and to the community, it's also for the industry. This is the first big in-person movie premiere that we've had in over a year, like a year and a half, you know? So, I mean, it's been so long. So there are many layers of significance to the moment. And Lin-Manuel, you could tell it truly is. His heart and soul poured into this. I talked to Anthony Ramos, who takes over the lead role here, that lead role that was Lin-Manuel's on the stage show. Anthony Ramos takes it over, and I talked to him about like, how anxious are you to step into that? Here's Lin-Manuel just off camera. It's his role. They've known each other for so long. He talked about how that partnership was just exactly right. And Lin-Manuel is so gracious. He's able to let Anthony make it his own. And there's just so much love for each other. Anthony also talked a lot about how important the representation for the community the literal community there in Washington Heights, as well as the Latinx community on the big screen. And so there's a lot of that. And not to mention, it's just beautiful. Beautifully done. When John Chu, the director, walked up, the first thing I said after literally like bowing down to him and saying, "You're amazing," you know, from Crazy Rich Asians to this, and he's got so many things going, but I just said, "Are you ready for Oscars?" Because I feel like this movie, not hyping it, in the lane that it's in terms of the artistic expression, the transition from stage to screen, and the acting and everything, it's so beautiful and well done that it's not unrealistic to imagine it getting Oscar attention.
Next up, more details and behind-the-scenes moments from In the Heights. Stay tuned.
Also,
not only
more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th, as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the Awardist podcast, Thursday starting April 4th, on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/awardist.
I am back now with People's Ally Rushin and Jeremy Parsons talking In the Heights. And well, Ally, tell me, what was your favorite scene from the movie?
The favorite scene and the best scene in the theater was, it's a scene called Carnaval del Barrio, which means the carnival of the neighborhood. And it's a really beautiful scene where they're all just tired of the blackout. It's been 3 days. It's 106 degrees outside. And then one of the characters says, "Hey, since when have Latino people been a little afraid of heat?" So she really rallies everyone to get together and have fun. And the whole number is about raising your flag. And they go through every flag, the Puerto Rican flag, the Cuban flag, the Dominican flag. There's a Jamaican flag because one of the characters is Jamaican. It's just about the pride that you have in your culture. And it's just a rousing number. And to see it in that theater, Lin had his flag. He was waving it around in the air. Like, so many people had their personal flags that they were just having so much fun and waving in the air. And it was a really beautiful moment. And then that was the loudest clap of the night. Everybody just really lost their minds over that scene.
Wait, I want to go into that scene a little bit, because I remember from this past week's issue, we interviewed Jimmy Schmitz, who's in this film, and he is just talking about making that particular scene. So let's listen to what he had to say about that moment.
The carnival sequence meant a lot and became very emotional because they shot it in one day. It was like 97 degrees. We were like in the courtyard of this, you know, these tenements that come around together. There's a courtyard where there's usually like clotheslines and stuff. And Lin, you know, Lin has a different character in the film that he played on stage, and John had him up in a fire escape, and you know, he has his flag, and they do a couple of pops of him for one of the lines about the flags. But there was a moment when we were doing that climactic dance sequence that I caught Lin, and he was looking down, and you know, he was sobbing, he was in tears, because could you imagine, like, this was like his 19-year, this is his, to see the seeds blossom the way it did. It was, and then we all acknowledged him, and you know, after John cut, everybody started saying Lin. It was, I'll never forget that.
So great. And of course, that's, we know, so Jimmy beautiful. Smith's from what, NYPD Blue. We've been watching him for so long. He's so a veteran actor, and he is back in this film. So I guess I'm just wondering, like, all of those names, all of those stars, like, how did it feel being in the theater with them, Allie? And what were you able to see, like, peeking over the chairs? I've been in those moments where you're like, how are the stars reacting to this? Like, what was that like for you?
It was just the most beautiful thing in the world. You could feel the passion, the love that they have for each other, just the energy, just the sheer energy and love. And more than anything, I think everyone in that room felt how important this moment was, how important for our culture to be represented this beautifully and authentically on the screen. And regardless of the pressure that comes with that from being one of the first to do it, they took it on, and they were just so excited, so full of love and passion for this beautiful project.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so you guys, I'm going to the theater, I guess. I haven't been.
You have to.
Is that it, Jeremy? To. Like, yeah. I have to go?
It's definitely a good one to see in the theater, no doubt. And one other point, and I just to really drive it home for people who maybe missed it or weren't aware, that this premiere happened in Washington Heights, where the movie takes place. So it's, you know, I've been to a ton of premieres. There was something so special about, I mean, out in the front of the theater, people were everywhere. People were cheering and people were excited. Jimmy Smith is out there, like, you know, signing autographs. We heard the crowd roar. Mark Anthony had showed up. It was just
my jaw dropped when that happened. Y'all. Yeah, can I tell you through? That Mark Anthony, because he has a small bit in the movie. He has a small scene. He plays one of the characters' dads, and my jaw dropped. I was like, Mark Anthony is here.
Oh my God.
That's right. There was this really special connection to the community. Again, all these layers to that premiere that were, it made it, even the premiere itself really, really special.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that, Jeremy, because during his intro, Lin revealed that he actually, that theater had been a church for, it was a theater, then a church, and it was his childhood movie theater. And then he actually went splitsies with the theater to bring back a movie screen in like 2013. So for him,
wow.
It was such a full circle moment to have his baby play on the screen that he helped bring back to his hood.
Oh my goodness.
Let's just say
goodness.
This. It's only a matter of time before the Lin-Manuel Miranda statue is erected somewhere in Washington Heights.
Sure.
Like, it's probably already underway.
For sure, for sure. Oh, I'm just so excited. You guys, thank you so much for taking me into last night and into this just huge cultural moment. I'm so excited.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was People Movies writer Ali Rushen and People the TV Show co-host Jeremy Parsons discussing In the Heights, hitting theaters today. For more on that, head over to People.com and pick up this week's issue. And now, something to make you smile. Hit it, Barbie.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic.
I am happy to report that my favorite childhood toy, Barbie, is going green. Mattel's newest collection called Barbie Loves the Ocean features three dolls made from 90% recycled ocean-bound plastic. Richard Dickinson, the president and chief operating officer of the brand, said, "We take this responsibility seriously and are continuing to do our part to ensure kids can inherit a world that's full of potential." I love this, though I have to say, my very mini Barbies that I own, yes, I collect, are still in their boxes. In mint condition, okay? And I've said too much. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.